W2 T-Mobile.
Victor 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey Mobile. This is Ben. Afternoon.
My name here is Rusty, Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee, and I'm over here in the big area of Duncan, South Carolina. And I'll be headed over to Greenville later because I got a performance over there tonight. So just getting stuff together to head that way in about an hour.
I've heard you on here before, Rusty. This is Ben, as in Benjamin. I'm over here, actually towards the old Fulton Road, going to pick up the kids from day camp. What kind of performance do you have? Are you in choir?
Well, I'm in choir, but tonight's performance is with the Palmetto Station and the Barbershop Chorus. We've got a performance up at the Woodlands at Furman, the retirement facility up there above Furman, so I got to get risers and riser chairs and things all moved over there. I got a crew coming at 5 o'clock to meet me, and we're going to load stuff up and carry it over there and set it up for tonight's performance, and then we'll bring it all back and put it back in our building tomorrow.
Is that retirement facility kind of north of campus up there on the golf course?
Well, I don't know about on the golf course, but they're just above Furman University. You go up like you're going up towards Furman, and where you would turn in to go to their campus, you go up about a mile, maybe a mile and a half beyond that, and turn and go down in there. And it's a big exclusive retirement facility. Both apartments and homes in there now. They built homes in their last group of buildings, so they've got houses and apartments for people. And of course, they've got all the medical staff that's needed, but these are for retired people that can still pretty much get around on their own. Got one former member and one member who's a member of our chaplain society who live there right now, so I guess we'll see them tonight when we're performing.
Okay, I think my mom is looking at that place. She's approaching 80 and has a three-bedroom house in a neighborhood, and it's just too much work for her. And I think that might be the one she's looking at.
Well, they're a very nice place. They are a very nice place, exclusive place. Feed their folks good. We've been there performing in the place we used to perform before they built the new facility on further back, where all the where the meeting hall is and the pool and all that stuff is and the workout room and all. We used to do a performance right across the hall from the dining area, and we'd come in there and see what they had on the menu. You know, they'd have salmon and shrimp and crab and all kinds of things like that on the menu over there for the dinner that night.
Go visit her more often if you get the spot there. I think that's it, because she's a member of Ollie up there at Furman, and she wants to downsize out of a house. And I know that's one of the places she was looking at, and it's also pretty easy access to Swamp Rabbit Trail. But yeah, that's cool. That's real good feedback to hear about the facility.
Well, we go up there twice a year to perform. We perform in the spring like this, just before it turns summer, and then we'll perform up there again at Christmas time. We'll do a Christmas show up there. And we do two shows a year up there for those folks, and they like us and keep bringing us back and keep contributing to our status so that we can, we're a tax-exempt group, so we're a non-profit, so they contribute to the things so we can have our youth activities, youth programs that we sponsor. So that's where most of our time and money goes into, along with our regular performances ourselves. So, and I'm all decked out in green and black right now, or lime and black is the colors, or shirt and the pants and shoes and everything. So anyway, but I'm going to stop down here and get me a milkshake and sit and drink it while I'm inside where it's cool.
Yeah, I think the radio club's having the field day at the Equestrian Ruben Equestrian Park, maybe another 3 miles past there. But yeah, sounds like you got to have a good night.
Enjoy going over there, and then after we get get through Performa and get everything torn down. We've got a Mexican road restaurant we go to that's just down the road from them. And we'll go down there, and they'll have a room back there where we can all gather and eat and talk and sing and everything else. So it's what we do after we get through performing. We go someplace and have something to eat, because you don't want to get your stomach full of food before you go perform.
Shake's going to keep your blood sugar steady, and then... Is that Mexican place, the old Monterey's, just down the hill past the Publix?
Well, it's Monterey, I think. This one's up on, I guess this would be the other end of where White Horse Road goes up. This is because I go up that way, come over that way and come around, go up that direction, go through Five Forks and go up to the place. And then we come back down there. And it's down off the same road that the front entrance to Furman University is.
It's the one in the Greenville direction, and you're kind of going down the hill, and it's on the right past the Publix supermarket place. Yeah, that place has been there forever, and it is good.
We stop at after we do the performance over here. Well, I'm coming up on the Chick-fil-A, and they've got some good milkshakes, and I'm going to go in here and get me one and sit down where it's cool inside and drink my milkshake and read my book for a little bit. And then I'll come back out in this heat and go down and load up risers, help load risers on a truck. Well, I don't do a whole lot of loading because my back won't let me anymore, but I do. I'm the guy with the keys to all the places we need to go to get in to fix stuff up. Anyway... Ben, good to talk to you again. I'll be back on here in about 20 minutes or so, something like that. And I'll throw my call out. Talk to you later. 73W2T.
Thanks a lot for the ride along, Rusty. 804ZEW. I'm in line to pick up the goods, so I will.